Hey guys, how's it going? This is Abhilash and welcome to the SaaS Sessions podcast. Today's episode is with Anthony and he's the CMO at crisp.chat. Welcome Anthony, welcome to SaaS Sessions.
Hello Abhilash, hello everyone and thank you for welcoming me on this podcast.
Crisp is a customer messaging platform that allows brands to chat with their customers using a simple platform. Anthony, let's start off by understanding a little bit about your career.
Yes, so at first I used to be a backend developer, but I didn't really like the fact that I had to spend like lots of hours of my day in front of the computer. So I told myself, well, what if I start to do marketing? Then I went to a business school, and then that's here where in this place I started to discover the power of web marketing and growth. And so that's why I got into this crazy world. Yeah. And from then I tried to build different projects. I failed every time. And so I told myself, well, why not starting to be an employee rather than being a boss? And so that's why from then I worked in some startup accelerator. And then since last January, started at Crisp.
Great. And based on your journey, like we'd like to understand from you how to find the right marketing channel for your business. Like since you mentioned that you've worked at the accelerator and you've worked with a couple of startups, we'd like to get your insight into this particular topic.
This is a really great question. And in fact, I think it depends on every business. What could have worked for me could not work for another business. So to find the sweet spot, I think the first thing to do is to be able to calculate your acquisition cost, right? And then the lifetime value of your people, because sometimes you can have a very low acquisition cost, which is great, right? But a very low lifetime value too, which is not great too when you talk about SaaS businesses, right? Because SaaS businesses is all about lifetime value and retention. So if your retention is bad, then you can have the lowest acquisition cost. It's useless. So yeah, in my opinion, this is the main focus you should have while trying different channels. And this is another topic we could discuss for really hours. So for this podcast, there's a great article that has been written by Andrew Chen on how to actually calculate acquisition cost, which is really great. And I really advise to everyone listening this podcast to listen to it. Now that we've talked about that, finding the right channel is tough. And this is how we do it at Crisp. And from my other experience too, I can say that we try. You get to try everything. Every channel that seems interesting in your opinion, well, go for it and just spend like some times. You know what did Paul Graham said is that it's, and it's still a reality, is that at first do things that don't scale. I mean, do it manually and don't like invest lots of time on a channel that you do not know if it's going to work or not, right? So just to give you an example, I have been working on Quora. I don't know how to say it properly in English, I'm sorry. Well, it's the website which lets you, you know, answer questions and ask questions. I've been working on it for the past 6 months. And I'm just starting to see results, but it's just, you know, assumption that you ask yourself, okay, if I do this, then what is going to happen? I think to find the right channel, you really have to be data driven. Because if you do not follow any KPI, then you're going to be completely lost, and you may be missing the point of a great channel. So this is something that, you know, people should really be aware of, is the ability to control the effectiveness of their assumption. And this is what growth is all about. In fact, this is about asking yourself or like the team, okay, what are the assumptions that we are going to try most of the time they're going to be wrong. And this is big, why it's interesting, because you learn that it's wrong. But once you find something that is true, then you can invest in it and double down. I like one of the co-founder of Growth Tribe, which is a company dedicated to growth in the Netherlands, which always says that when you find a sweet spot, double down. And this is all about it. So this is what I'm going to do also on Crowa, which is, in my opinion, a great channel to build and acquire some good customer. Then I think to find the right channel, you really have to have the good tools, right? Because right now companies can measure everything, and what we do have at Crisp is that we use mainly Amplitude and Google Analytics. So Amplitude is for the app, like we are tracking interactions with your product, like how many chat, how many messages are sent every day. And Google Analytics helps us to define which channels are the most effective. And what we track, we only track one key KPI, which is the pipeline creation rate, right? So pipeline creation rate in our company is about the number of accounts that have been created. So every day, I'm able to see how many accounts have been created based on the different channel, and I'm able to modify my strategy based on these results. So I do not do it on a daily basis, but moreover on a monthly or a quarterly or yearly basis. Yeah, it's interesting to have insights about what works and what doesn't work too.
Great. So as you mentioned that you use Amplitude and Google Analytics, where you get like a high level picture of the sources that you're actually using for your marketing and how exactly are you getting users from each of these channels. Now, one thing I would want to ask you, and generally like the audience would also have this question, is how exactly do you pick the right tools? Because there are so many options available out there, and it's very easy to get lost while searching for the perfect tool for your business. So how do you approach it, and how do you take that forward?
That's right. This is very tough. And even for us at Crisp, we have some trouble to find the right tools, not for interaction tracking, but rather than, you know, choosing the right tool for outreach, like cold mailing and all this stuff. Well, this is complicated. So what I like to do is, like, I like to go on some specific website to read some review first, like G2Crowd, which is a great website that helps you to, it's like the TripAdvisor for website for B2B services. Yeah, very powerful. Really, like if you target United States, you have a SaaS and you're not visible on this platform, well, you're not going to be credible enough for a US company. So this is something that you should really work on if you want to be if you want to have enough credibility for your business in the US. But yeah, this is one part. Then I think that I look at Product Hunt. Yeah, I really love this website. So it's really great to see what are the best tools depending on specific categories. It helps you a lot to see, you know, upvotes and stuff. It's great because this is a dedicated community, and most of the time these are super great tools. So it's also interesting to have a look at this software. Sorry, and I would say then peer review. I'm part of lots of different Slack group, and so I ask people recommendation about, okay guys, what tools do you use regarding this problematics or this one. And then I make my own opinion. And then lastly, I try the software and see if it fits with my with what I want to do. In fact, lastly, I've been trying PixelMe, which is an attribution software, and has been built by a French team. And it's really great. It helps you to better assess where your conversion are coming from based on link tracking. Really great tool. Lots of people should try to better understand their attribution. Their attribution. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Thanks for recommending that. I'm sure that some people are definitely going to try that. Now, just going back to picking the right channel, like as you mentioned that you need to experiment and see where you see value. Now, like as you mentioned in the Quora example, like you're able to see results now, like maybe what you've done earlier, 6 months earlier, you're able to see results now. Like what happens like when you choose channels and you're not really sure if you're getting results, but you're still putting out content or you're still trying to see options that would work there. Like how does that process work generally according to you?
Yes. Well, as I told you, first is hypothesis. I run hypothesis like on a weekly basis. Then I try those hypotheses and I let the time to know if it works or not. For example, Quora is a long-term work, right? You cannot expect to have immediate results with Quora. It's a long-term work. So that's why I knew at the beginning when I started this that I couldn't have results within the first 3 months. In fact, it took me six. But still, I'm starting to get interesting data right now, and it's getting better and better. So it's a great way. So just to be extremely to tell you what my process is. So I run hypotheses, then I try them, then I validate them or not. Like, okay, did it work or not? And then I keep the one that worked, and I improve. I try to improve those ones, and then keep on trying those until it gives me great results. But it's complicated because you fail most of the time. So this is hard to keep your motivation at the highest level while you're failing every time.
Right. Another thing that I've seen personally as well, and I've read that happens generally as well, is that you find one particular channel that might work really well for you, and you might go ahead and double down on that. While this is happening, you might not go ahead and explore other options that are available. And after a point, your preferred channel starts to plateau. So how do you deal with that situation?
That's right. And this is a really great question. There's also a great article about that written by Andrew Chen too, which is called the Law of Shitty Click-Through, which explains that every the major company that we know have only two or three channels that they master. And then they got some other minor channels on which they didn't really invest that much. So I believe this too, and I think this is a question of focus, right? As you're building a startup, you really have to be focused. As myself, as I'm in the company since 9 months, I have to try a lot of different channels because I do not know what are the best one. We already have some efficient channels that are working on which, we are trying to saturate them, but we still need to find one or two channel on which we can really, grow the company to the next level. So I didn't ever met any plateau yet, but I think this is something that can be handled by digging into data. And I think most of the people underestimate the power of a data scientist and how a data scientist can bring you insight that you didn't even knew about your product. So I think, data can be the key for avoiding plateau and still growing your company while keeping that specific channel that you think is saturated, but in fact is not. Or if you're plateau, then it's because maybe you didn't work enough on your retention and didn't work enough on the lifetime value of your of your customers. So instead of working on acquisition, you should better work on retention, and then maybe hire some new customer success manager to, you know, get in touch with your customer and tell them how they should use the product, so they upsell and all this stuff that can have a huge impact on the net revenue of your SaaS company.
That's a really good point that you mentioned there, like how you figure out the best channel that works for you, and also how you include your team in kind of understanding from your customer on what exactly is good for them and how you keep getting revenue from that same customer. Like another question that I had would be like, while you're experimenting with channels and you're trying to figure out which ones work well, how do you also keep in loop of what is happening? What are the latest channels available that you could try? Like probably.
Yeah, this is a huge part of our work as everyone is working in the growth industry. Well, I read books, I listen to podcasts, and I talk with other growth managers, CMOs from other company, like as I told you, in Slack or stuff. So yeah, I can give you some great podcasts to listen to. The one I listen, for example, it's Advanced B2B Podcast, or the CMO Podcast, a really great one. There's a really good tool that I use every day, which is Zest.is, which is a Chrome extension that you install and which gives you the best curated content about specific topics regarding growth marketing. So yeah, this is one of the best tools I've heard, and there's a great way to grow this way too.
Perfect. Thanks for those recommendations, Anthony. We're definitely sure that the audience is definitely going to go ahead and check those out.
Well, yeah, it was a pleasure to give you those insights. And if you wish to try CRISP, you're welcome to do it.
Definitely. And is there anything like you've gone ahead in detail? You've explained how exactly you've picked the like you've given us insight into how to pick the right channel for your business. Also, you've mentioned what happens when there's a plateau, how to go ahead and be prepared for it, and also insights and ideas where people can go ahead and find their next growth marketing channel. These were great insights from your side. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience?
Well, not particularly, no. I do not have any other specific information to give. Yeah, well, maybe yes, just like keep it simple. Our framework is quite simple. We use the R framework, which is acquisition, activation, retention, revenue, and referral. And it's a simple Google Sheet on which we follow the different steps, and we move the assumption and the hypothesis from weeks to weeks. Yeah, I do not need anything else. And yeah, it's simple and powerful.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing those insights with the audience. And could you also just tell us, like, how, in case if anybody would want to reach out to you, how can they go ahead and do so?
Sure. Yeah, you can join me on LinkedIn. You look for Anthony Goret, or just have a chat with me on CRISP, and I'll be happy to answer your question.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Anthony. Thank you for taking your time out for today, and thank you for sharing your insights with everybody.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Bye-bye, everyone. See ya.